Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's on. If that's too loud, I didn't hear what he said.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
Hey. Pastor will be back here in just a second.
Go ahead and take over, Jonathan. We're ready for you.
I forgot, Bob, you were doing this. I'm glad because I was waiting for Pastor to introduce Richard.
I know Richard.
This is Richard.
From Spokane, right?
Yes, correct.
Right. Yeah. He flew air tankers.
I was a boom operator.
Boom operator. Yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah. I'm gonna hand you over to Pastor now.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Oh man. Hey everybody.
Good morning.
I thought you were not with us today, but I was wrong.
I had to grab a couple more items and Jonathan just did a great job. He just getting everything figured out here.
Uh-huh.
So good to see everybody. How's everything going? Good.
I introduced Richard. I didn't tell him who all of you were, but I told all of you who he is. And he is my friend, but he's also, we're going to get married.
Really?
Oh, good.
No kidding.
Wow. No kidding.
That is great. That is really good.
Whole new world.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I don't know if everyone caught that. Did everyone catch that? Jan is getting married. So, Oscar's lost in the back. I don't know what he's doing. Jan Scar's getting married, Oscar. Jan Scar's getting married. She's marrying Rich. Right here. Yes. There you go. So... Yeah, congratulations. That is great news. I had a chance to talk to Rich and Jan yesterday at Peace. So this is just a really great, exciting time. They know each other really well. So that, you know, they've known each other for how many years?
About 55
years.
I saw Carol surprised. Garth, Chris's wife, Nikki, we're brother and sister. So we have traveled together and cruised together and everything else, watched our kids and families grow and have known each other well for a long, long time. And at our age, we decided we didn't need to wait a long time because we don't have that much time, most likely. Hi, Lindy.
We're going to get whatever we can get.
That's terrific.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Lindy, hold on a second. Lindy, you just missed some news. So go ahead and share with your friend. I know, Jan, you're good friends with Lindy. So go ahead and share with your friend there.
Lindy is my South African sister.
Okay.
Very good friend. Lindy, this is Richard, whom I'm going to marry for a short time.
Oh, well, congratulations. I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh,
and so when's the happy day?
Well, we just were sitting here talking about it, and we had a couple of dates. And, Pastor, this is for you, too. We decided the 24th of April is going to be the day.
Wow. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you, Jan. That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know you've been on your own sort of on your own for a long time. I mean, on your own. You know what I mean.
Actually, I'm marrying him because he's my answer person. I still can't hear anything right now.
But
new hearing aids coming. So
you sound like my mother. I called my mother the other day, and about halfway through the call, she said, "Hang on a minute, I'm going to put my hearing aid in." And she did most of the talking, you know. So, I'm so happy for you. And Richard, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So what's interesting about this marriage, this is the first marriage that I've ever, you know, will take part in which cousins technically are changing into brothers and sisters. Is that right? That's the way that would work. So
yes, it would. Yep.
And now the kids' uncle will be their grandfather, and their grandmother will be their aunt.
It's a little complicated first thing in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes. But this is totally legal and within, you know, this isn't some weird.
You know, I don't know. You got to watch that lady.
Yeah.
Ah, you look so happy, Jen.
I'm sorry.
She says you look happy.
Oh, thank you. I am.
That's. I'm very so glad happy. For you. I'm glad to hear that. Really? Seriously.
Yeah. All right. Well, a couple other updates, and just that was the big one to share with everyone on Valentine's Day. I wanted to let everyone know details about Dottie. Dottie, as we all know, she died on early Tuesday morning. And by the way, that was just another moment in which God's timing proved just right. Dottie really she really wasn't feeling good only maybe the last month or so, month and a half, let's say. So she didn't have prolonged sickness. And even last Sunday when I visited her, she was still giving expressions like she does, kind of shrugging her shoulders and smiling. And so it was only just a couple days in which we weren't able to talk to her. So she passed away early Tuesday morning. Her memorial service is kind of up in the air, and I'll tell you why. Trudy, her daughter Trudy, found out that her brother Doug has been diagnosed with cancer. That just came on Wednesday or Thursday after Dottie's death, and the cancer's pretty aggressive, and this is Dottie's son Doug. And so Trudy is actually on a flight right now down to Atlanta. And so that's kind of putting kind of a delay on Dottie's funeral arrangements. It may not even be until the summer. So
if it is, Pastor, we are flexible. So let them have their date first.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yep. It's always the family that determines that. Yep.
Okay.
So, yep. Just want to let you know it is getting discussed, but there's some other circumstances, you know, bringing some challenge. So, let's see. Also, to let you know, we have a Lent care package that's coming your way. That should arrive. Some people have already received them, I think, in our church. But that should be coming your way from today all the way till Tuesday. That care package has items for Ash Wednesday, which is this coming Wednesday, believe it or not. That care package has a bulb. It's quite beautiful, actually. The bulb is, I think you'll be surprised how nice it is. And even better news, you can't mess it up. The amount of watering is pretty simple, I think, in care. And the best news is that bulb really is going to show us what Easter is all about through the Lent season. That at one time, that at some point, it's going to bloom. So Rick's coming after Sunday school. Great. And so anyways, be on the lookout for that. And there's also a devotion in there, too, that we're going to be using throughout Lent as well for the 40 days. Any questions on that? The Lent care package?
You aren't having any online Lent service for us? You are having online Lenten services?
Yeah, so good question. Yeah. So this Wednesday is an online service. So you can access that like you do a Sunday service. We are kind of challenged a little bit because Aaron's away for a couple weeks, and so we don't have – we're trying to figure out ways to get a service together. What we're going to be doing on the Wednesdays for the first few weeks is we're going to be doing a Zoom call. So we would want – just like this format, in which we're going to have a dialogue with someone from the community about something – in which we can pray about for them. And then we're going to go through the devotion that's being shared with you for that particular day on a Zoom call. And that's going to be our Lent Wednesdays through the season. So yes, there is a Lent opportunity. And I actually am really excited about it because we're going to be able to connect and pray for some significant things that are going on in the community and then have a time of devotion and discussion. It'll take 25, 30 minutes, like a normal service, but it's just a little different format.
Will that be at 7 p.m.?
What time?
That's going to be at 7 o'clock each Wednesday through the season of Lent.
They will be different.
This Ash Wednesday is, however, an online service. So does that unclear? I know there's a lot of moving pieces. We are struggling just to get things out and produced, to be honest with you. So I'm just happy we've got something out there, to be honest with you. So, and I'm really excited about the Zoom opportunity. It'll be well worth your time on these Wednesdays to check in with one another and also to see what's going on in the community. We're probably going to talk to a nurse at the hospital. Find out what's it like to be a nurse on the front. Talk to first responders and find out what it's like to be one of them during this time and how we can pray for them. So anyway, in the service on Wednesday, there is a brief time in which we allow you to use the ash that's being given to you, and you can place the ash on your foreheads. You'll do that yourself this year. So that's pretty cool. All right. Any questions on that? I want to make sure everyone's on the same page. All right. Good deal. All right. I think the next two Sundays we're going to be okay. We're working with a high school student from Philomath High School. And she is fantastic. We think that we'll be able to have an online service that's both audio and visual while Aaron's away. But we're working out those details right now. We will at least have an audio version next Sunday and the following Sunday. So just wanted to share that as well. I know there's a lot of stuff to like, what is going on? How's that working? Trust me, I have the same thoughts. The whole year I've been doing this. So we're doing the best we can. And Pastor, know that, yeah.
Just one other thing. Starting next Sunday, also, we'll have Merv leading this meeting at the same time, right?
Yep, and that's the next thing I was going to share.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so next Sunday we're starting just a look at the epistle readings for the season of Lent. And Merv is going to do that. Merv is one of our most seasoned people in our church. If as far as he's just a flat out Lutheran trained Lutheran school teacher and has been a principal. He has got a treasure trove of material that he can share with us. And so we're going to tap into those treasures for the season of Lent. And as we look into these epistle readings, so I'm super excited about that. That starts next week. All right, sweet. Anything else? Yeah, Pastor, Jan. Yeah.
I'd like to know, Diane, how your flooding problem is gone.
Thank you for asking, Jan. It's gone really well. Some men from ServPro came out and cleaned it up underneath and bombed it with a mold bomb so that that would take care of any mold that had gotten started. And then on top of that, I had gone to the city to ask if something could be done about the flooding, because this is the fourth time it's flooded here. And the Public Works, I talked to Ruth Post, and I think she emailed the Public Works, and Public Works came out and said, boy, we didn't even know this area was flooding, and it's in the city, you know, we can do something about it. And they walked the property, and they're hopefully going to do something about it. So all in all, really good.
Good. Good.
Thanks.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Thanks for asking, Jan.
Mm-hmm.